Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We're thankful for those who have already made some personal comments regarding my health, and I appreciate that. I'm not quitting, and nothing barring death, and we don't see that on the horizon. I'm just trying to be forthright with everybody. I mean, the good thing is I went through a kind of a painful surgery and didn't walk away addicted to oxycodone or anything like that. As a matter of fact, I think I mentioned that in my recovery process, I really was able to stop taking the pain medication within a couple of days after the surgery. I was just, you know, still stiff and so forth in my movement, but I kind of had grown accustomed to a level of pain because I had, I had cysts in my pelvis bone. I had bone spurs. I mean, I was in a lot of pain from the osteoarthritis that was causing the hip replacement. Anyway, we appreciate your warm sentiments and kind words. Anywho, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org. We got some marketing today. And what we're going to do is I'm going to try to give you, and I'm going to isolate a current story that's on J. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. It's being done by a conservative. I don't know who the guy is, but it's an interesting story, but it still does not shine the light on the Constitution and why we need to start a petition over this invasion. We need to actually call out the truth of what to do and how to do it. Bottom line, we do not have to accept continuing violations of the Constitution. We can demand that the states and our federal government actually understand the Constitution, that they are obligated to support us and protect us from an invasion. What we're dealing with is not an immigration crisis. It is an invasion. And as long as they can get away with calling things what they're not, like undocumented civilians or all of these politically correct and wordsmithings to get us off and to control the narrative and get us off the scent of what we really need to be doing, well, that's a part of, I don't want to say it's a part of the game. It is how they obfuscate and how they obviate what the truth is, what needs to be done. So, because you got to understand, the ends justify the means. They will do anything necessary to get to their end goal, which is to undermine and get rid of our Constitution. Now, if you think that they're actually trying to be supportive of the Constitution, then show me the evidence. There's very few politicians that even understand what they have to do and why they have to support the Constitution. Well, because you have to take an oath. Anyway, we have our comment line, 425-270-5416. And again, appreciate the kind comments. If you want to, you know, respond, you've got something you want to say, you've got some news, any type of information, by all means, 425-270-5416. Thank you very much. What we want to do is we want to kind of continue this listener drive. And I'm hoping to bring in a series or a group of, and I mentioned this in the previous episode, I want to bring in a group from the NLA, a group from the Constitution Party, and other organizations that we're working with so that we can actually get people to start understanding how, you know, how these different groups are operating in Reclaiming the Republic, how they're working and how we're working together to get the federal government into compliance. It has to be our number one priority because they are driving this nation off of the precipice. I get into metaphorical, you know, imagery on this. If you can imagine, they've got this glider that they want to literally glide us from the land of liberty into the land of subjugation. And currently, I believe we're already off the cliff and over the water. we still have a chance to crash this baby or to turn it around and get us closer to the land so we can swim back. There's no way out of this without facing some level of austerity. But I will tell you that the austerity we face by taking control of our own destiny is far more palatable, far less challenging than losing our liberties and being subjugated. You'll rue the day for not doing anything in supporting the saving of our Constitution. That is really what we're at. That is really where we are fighting, and what that's the outcome that they're seeking. They're seeking to get rid of our Constitution. They're seeking to place us under different government rule. And I'm telling you, that government rule will be communism. It will not be liberty. You have the full choice. You will no longer have a choice. You will be vaccinated. You will be forced to do things. Once that Constitution is gone, that's it. And I'm telling you, the legal system, they're ready to convert into this new government because we already see how they already support the agenda for moving us down this path with the Agenda 21 and all of these other things that are going on. What we will be playing in the upcoming week and weeks, I've got some really good shows that I'm going to be interjecting into this because, again, I don't know what my response is going to be to this high dosage of steroids and so forth. I could go on roid rage, if you know what I mean. So anyway, we don't want to necessarily, you know, have GR standing behind the microphone, you know, calling everybody everything under the book. And, you know, the salty vernacular that I grew accustomed to using while I was in the Marine Corps and took me time to actually get on top of that and to not fall back onto that type of salty language. But anyway, I just want to remind you, by the way, you do have a birthright. And with that birthright comes a responsibility that you must do everything you can to support the Constitution and defend it against enemies, both foreign and domestic. That's the oath of the citizen. It's all of our responsibilities. We have to start working together, and we have to unite. Don't go into an organization that is not uniting with everybody else in fighting the federal government in every aspect of every violation that they're committing. If you go in and work with an abortion group, and that's all they care about, then as far as I'm concerned, they're not a part of the solution. Because how can you turn your back when children are being vilified, or I should say actually being abused and molested and, you know, being used as just objects for sexual gratification by these adults that are, they're the most vile creatures that live on the earth. We can't turn our backs to what's happening in the education system, to the sexual dystopia that is being injected into these kids' minds and convincing kids that they need to change their gender, that they shouldn't be happy with what they have. They should want what they want, and we're going to give it to them. All of these types of things are reprehensible. And anybody that says, well, we're only going to be working on trying to stop abortion, if you only work on the myopic issue, then you will never succeed. Because it's not the branch that is basically going to kill us and send us into communism. It is the entire Leviathan. We have to be striking, and it has to be all based on compliance. We solve your problem. We will solve the abortion problem in America. We will solve this homosexual marriage and the perversion problem in America. The only way, and I tell this to ministers all the time and way leaders, I say the only way you're going to have your revival is for us to first get the federal government out of the business that they have no business in meddling with churches and in creating laws that are religious in kind. They may call it secular, but it is still religious. Anyway, you have to, let's not forget who our real enemy is here. It's Satan. The global progressives are being driven by his agenda. And so whatever you want to call the enemy, We must unite on the Constitution and fight them. We have to use the Constitution as our weapon, as well as our defense. It protects us from them, and it shuts them down. Thank you for tuning in. And what we want to do is kind of just leap forward. Now, we kind of did a recap yesterday, and I will probably do a better recap, you know, in more details, at least on the ratification debate. There was just so much information that it's just worthy of going. I hope you survived. Obviously, if you're listening to this, then you did survive your Memorial Day, but I'm hoping that you made your Memorial Day more of a spiritual day of gratitude for those who lost everything. They lost their life in allowing liberty to continue. I mean, there were lots of great stories out there. I didn't pull in one of them. I had other things to try to get through to talk to you. And so, anywho, what we do want to do is we kind of want to talk about the new paradigm. There is a new paradigm, and it's this post-COVID and how they want to sell this, you know, new norm that we're going to be able to be, you know, face masked, you know, at a drop of a hat. The government now has these new abilities to mandate us and do things when they have no constitutional power to do so. We need to start challenging the norm. We need to challenge the status quo that they're trying to develop. We will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so one of the new norms is whether your employer can mandate that you take vaccinations. Now, they couldn't mandate before that you took the flu, and when you compare the flu to COVID, I think you'll find that the COVID virus is actually just as bad and just as lethal as many of the flu viruses that have morphed throughout society. If you look at how many people have died in context, I mean, you have to start putting things into context. This was not a 100% killer. Why is it that they are treating this like it is a weapon of mass destruction? It's a biological warfare, absolutely, because this actually came from a foreign country.
So let's call it what it is, biological warfare. However, why is it that they're asking for vaccinations? And as a matter of fact, they're not just asking you to go get vaccinated. They're asking you to be conscripted for the rest of your life to have to take these vaccinations, whatever they are, that you have to take them. Now, I'm here to tell you that if you get into that long chain of vaccinations, you will regret it. But there are companies out there, and we're going to get into one of them, that is trying to enforce these vaccinations, and that the employees are suing them. They can't enforce all of these other things, that they be vaccinated for all these other things. And we really need to challenge this, because this really goes down to, does the government have the ability to support and call for these requirements of vaccinations? It comes down to this, folks. Where in the Constitution did we enumerate the power? Where did we delegate the power to the federal government to control at a national level, you know, vaccinations like the CDC? Is the CDC, there was a time when I was talking about Republic Review that some people actually considered the CDC as, that might be a legitimate thing, that as we go through and clean up the government, we may want to have the government maintain that, and the FBI and some of those things. But it's interesting. The irony is that we're now at a point where we're recognizing the deep state and how these types of agencies and bureaucracies are more of an enemy to us, a domestic enemy to the citizens of this republic, than many other things. They're a much greater enemy than some enemies that are like North Korea. I mean, North Korea, yeah, they got some missiles and so forth, but they're not killing us off every day. They're not doing things to manipulate us every day. Our own government is doing these things. So anyway, one of the things I also, you know, haven't gotten into marketing, but I'm here to tell you that as I look at how Joe is basically softballing the Chinese and the policies on the economy, and how he is, it seems to be bending us over to allow China to take greater controls over our economy, I believe that what he is doing is actually going to lead us into war, and not a war that we necessarily instigate, a war where China actually positions itself and basically takes a position, and Joe Biden will cower. He will basically say, oh, no, we don't want to send any of our guys to die. You know, we'll just go ahead and capitulate. Because that's what he seems to do. He doesn't seem to stand up. Oh, he'll stand up against Americans. But when it comes to foreign nations and these nefarious leaders like Xi, it's over. I do not see him as an advocate. I hope Harry's listening to this. I do not see Joe Biden as the advocate for liberty at all. He's never been an advocate for liberty. He has always been an advocate of subjugation, in forcing people to do things, in taking away liberty. He is not a good, I mean, obviously he's not a constitutional president, but it just bothers me that America can't have a good president anymore because the way the parties have taken control of it. Even on the Republican side, we can't have a good president. We can't have anybody that actually understands the Constitution and can solve our problems. This is pathetic. It is absolutely pathetic. This is why I constantly harangue the Constitution Party. They need to have their candidates now. They need to nominate all of their candidates for the president and then leave them out there so that the Electoral College can vote on any of them. Do not dilute the field by creating a ticket. Because the Electoral College is free to be able to vote for whomever
The problem is the Electoral College has been bamboozled by the party. The party selects them, and these people go, okay, well, we're going to go vote for who, you know, won the popular vote. Well, that's not what the Constitution says. And this is why educating people on the Electoral College, we might actually start seeing electors from the Electoral College voting otherwise than what the party may want. But more importantly, we need to get our state legislatures to give us our Electoral College back. There are representatives, not the state legislature's representatives. You understand that? That's why the electors have the same requirements as a representative in Congress. Go read the Constitution. There's plenty of information regarding the electors and their job and who they're to represent. They're to represent us, not the party. Anyway, one of the things that kind of irritates me, I just wanted to go on a little, quick little rant. If you've been noticing, Facebook has been posting these communist advertisements for, let's just say, open border society. What the heck? Have you tried to go up and actually remove that ad from your timeline? And you can't? There's certain ads that, oh, you can't touch that. Well, why is it that Facebook is ramming these types of ads down our throat on our timeline? Why is it that they've taken our control? You used to be able to remove ads when they've offended you and so forth. But open border society, that's, you can't be offended by that. You have to look at that. That's got to be on your timeline. Who are they? Who are these people? Now, we're going to talk about some states going down the path of taking on big tech, but they're not taking on big tech the way they should. And so, but they are at least kind of addressing it. But the problem is, are they addressing it to fix the problem, or are they addressing it to, you know, to try to make the mistake of trying to exert control? And we'll get into that, because that's one of the stories in the Need to Know News that we have coming up. So where do we start? When we come back from the break, which is in about 3 minutes, I'll line myself up on a very specific story that has kind of a real conservative slant regarding illegal immigration and so forth. And I'll give you my, I'm going to linger on this one particular story, go through it word for word off of the Need to Know News. And then I'm going to give you some editorializing of my view on this, because when you're listening to, you know, conservatives, Candace Owens, you know, anybody, I don't care. Notice how they really don't have a tangible solution. They're just giving you the news. They're just a part of the news cycle. And it's almost like that's their job. And I'm here to tell you that my job isn't necessarily to just give you the news. It's to use the news to help market or help convince you that you need to start acting. We cannot continue to do nothing. We must intervene. We must interpose. We must initiate Republic Review. So, G. Edward Griffin reports, Yahoo News obtained a document that reveals that a law enforcement arm of the U.S. Postal Service has begun covertly tracking Americans' social media posts with a focus on conservatives. The United States Post Office has become a political arm. The surveillance known, or the surveillance effort known as ICOP, or Internet Covert Operations Program, monitors social media sites to find what the document describes as inflammatory postings, then shares that information with government agencies. Well, hold on here. The post office? The post office is supposed to deliver the mail. Why are they even looking? Now, I want you to understand, there is a constitutional responsibility for the post office, but it is not this. It's not intervening in communications on social media. Its job is the tangible physical paper communications, whether that be bills from a company or a letter, advertisements, it doesn't matter. That's their job. They should not have these computers and I'll just call them analysts or warriors sitting behind a monitor going, oh, okay, look at this inflammatory post. This is wrong in so many different levels. It's outside the scope of the post office. There's no enumerated power for the federal government. And more importantly, the federal government is not supposed to have political warfare. And if you don't understand just the magnitude of how bad this is a huge problem that if we don't start dealing with this, and the only way to deal with this is Republic Review, getting the states to call out the federal government on all of their sins, getting them to be identified for all of their transgressions and violating the Constitution, and forcing them into compliance, standing down all these types of things that are unconstitutional, all of them. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, health care, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, now this story is regarding immigration, or actually, it's, let's call it what it is, the invasion on our southern border. Joe Biden's, this is G. Edward Griffin reporting, Joe Biden's liberal immigration policies that encourage children migration have created a surge at the border. Veteran and investigator Dan Holloway found that the U.S. government is transporting children across the U.S. and then they disappear. He said that inviting mass children migration is predatory, and that the U.S. explanation is sexual exploitation, and that the only explanation is sexual exploitation. Now, that's something that really gets people's attention. Whether this is really the truth, I don't know. I think it's speculative. I do know that sex trafficking, because I've actually reported on it with the Jonah Project, it is reality, but whether this is actually what's going on, I'm hoping that, you know, not all of these kids are being subjected to, you know, this sex trafficking. And because any child that gets into that underground train of being moved around the country for, you know, sex trafficking and what have you, when they're done with these kids, they kill them. Just so you understand, this sex trafficking is a very dark and evil game, just like this organ harvesting in China. So just so you understand, this is something that, you know, it's important. It's, but let's look at what the problem really is as we go through this. So Dan Holloway found that the U.S. government is transporting children across the U.S. and then they disappear. He said that inviting mass children migration is predatory and the only explanation is sexual exploitation. HHS currently has a custody of 22,000 children. 6 years ago, the Obama administration was caught placing tens of thousands of migrant children with traffickers, and many became sex slaves. Cartels and smugglers are making $500 million a month trafficking migrants. So here's the full story. That was kind of like an overview. So the full story goes like this. During the Democrat primary debates, then-candidate Joe Biden urged migrants to surge to the U.S. border if he was elected. Biden has caused a crisis at the border as he reversed President Trump's immigration policies that stemmed the tide of migrants from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Now, hold on here. This is not an immigration policy. We do not have an immigration policy that just allows people to walk across our border. Our immigration is an application. You have to fill out an application, and then the nation or our government or whoever handles the immigration department would then go out and say, you are welcome to come into America. You just don't walk in. That is not our immigration policy. So this is a bad report, bad call, bad spin, whatever you want to call it. Our immigration policy is an applicant-based. You don't just walk across our border and become an immigrant. No, you've become a trespasser. Actually, you become an invader because of the magnitude of people that have come. The Biden administration is encouraging children to cross the border. Well, then they're encouraging children not to be migrants, but to be invaders. 6 years ago, a Senate report showed that the Obama administration was caught placing tens of thousands of migrant children, or actually invaders, with traffickers, including child sex traffickers. And many of the children were used as sex slaves. This program, excuse me, I had to get something to drink. This program appears to be continuing and growing. Currently, there are over 22,000 children in the custody of Health and Human Services. Dan Holloway, a veteran with a master's degree in Homeland Security. I never knew that you could get a master's degree in Homeland Security. I didn't know, you know, there were offerings at the universities for Homeland Security. If there is, that even bothers me. I mean, what is a degree in Homeland Security? It sounds to me more like a social engineering or social services degree. Anyway, and host of the American Party podcast. Investor. So Dan Holloway, he's got this master's in Homeland Security, and he's the host of the American Party podcast. And he's investigated the smuggling of children and revealed that the U.S. military and customs and Border Patrol are being used to put illegal aliens on corporate planes that take them into the interior of our country, where they are then handed over to smugglers. Do you hear what I just said? To the interior of our country, where they're handed over. We have smugglers inside our country moving these kids. Migrants who cross illegally into the U.S. used to be given a court date and then released, but now there is no court date and the U.S. is paying to transport them across the U.S. This is reprehensible. Holloway said that the government uses cutouts that are, quote-unquote, cutouts that are businesses that act as a front for controversial groups that are given money by the government, which allows politicians plausible deniability if it is discovered. He said that the Biden administration is giving money to MVM Inc., a government contractor, to transport migrant children, invading children. Again, the words mean everything. Migrant, no, invading children. Often the children are not placed with families, but placed in mass care facilities and then sent for COVID screening and given to, quote, anybody who will take them, close quote. They are never again seen. Alex Jones said that the FBI was ordered by Biden to not do background checks on these people who collect the children. There is no record of where the children have been taken. Most of the migrant children are not claimed by families, and Holloway says that they are used for sexual exploitation or forced labor. As there is no other explanation, the media is covering up the problem, so it is complicit. This is obviously Holloway's slice on this. And Holloway said that it is time for people to stand up against the destruction of morals of the United States lawmakers from Tennessee became alarmed after Holloway's report that Biden administration has been flying unoccupied minors into the state in the dead of the night without the knowledge or permission of the communities where they're being placed. At least four planes carrying children have landed at the Chattanooga airport, according to local media outlet. The New York House member Nicole Malliotakis, Mexican drug cartels and smugglers are making about $500 million per month, $500 million per month, smuggling children and adults into the U.S. border. She says that the drug cartels are running the show. Now, there is a huge level of collusion from the government, these non-government agencies or these contractors, these illegal cartels. There is this huge level of collusion regarding this invasion. And what are they feeding? Is the desire to molest children so high in the morals of America or the moral turpitude of America? Have we really gotten to that point? Republican Senators Marsha Blackburn and Bill Hagerty, along with Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman, introduced the Migrant Resettlement Transparency Act, which would require the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the Secretary of Homeland Security to consult in advance with officials in jurisdiction affected by federally funded migrant resettlement. That would include speaking with governors and mayors. Now, here's my spin on this. This is an invasion. These are not migrants. We should not even be managing migrants. They are to be repelled. The Constitution says that the states are guaranteed by the United States government in Article 4, Section 4, that we are guaranteed to be protected from an invasion. And then in Article 1, Section 8, it states what Congress must do if we're being invaded, that they're to call forth the militia to repel, not to embrace and transplant them into the interior. This is an abject violation of the Constitution. Why would we even care about a bill that they're pandering? Marsha Blackburn, Bill Hagerty, and Chuck Fleischman, along with everybody else, is creating bills to pander to this invasion. Are you kidding me? How come they're not on the high ground and saying, hey, the Constitution clearly states that we're not to allow invasions. And with 40 million illegals in this country, that is more than invasion. We are at a tipping point where we are actually allowing the dilution of our culture and the undermining of our government. Why are we not doing anything about this? So there is something we can do. Oh, guess what? GR wants to point out that there is this process that's in the Constitution. It's in the First Amendment. This process is called the right to petition government for the redress of grievances. This is why we want you and if you want to work with the We the People Foundation, I'm going to reach out to Bob and we're going to have a quick talk about, I am actually telling my audience to start doing this at a state level. And we're going to talk a little bit more about doing this at the state level after these two promos. I hate the interruptions, but I do need a break because oxygen, getting something to drink for water and so forth. Anywho, I will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so you don't need a team of 20. You don't need a team of 10. It would be helpful if you had two, maybe three people that recognize the power of the First Amendment right of petitioning. When I say two or three, even five, grow the group as much as you can get it. Get like-minded people to start working. And one of the petitions, because this is all about bringing attention to the Constitution and how it's being violated. This is just one faction. It may be myopic, but it's now going to create this foundation that the Constitution must be supported, because we're going to use the oath as the primer, because bottom line, every public servant, politician, if you're elected, you have to raise your arm to the square and take the oath of office to support the Constitution. Doesn't mean that because you're a county commissioner, doesn't mean that you can't, when you see the Constitution being violated, you can just go run in the closet. Regardless of where we are, we must. And as a matter of fact, I believe that everybody that takes an oath, when there is a violation of the Constitution in another state, we all must be vocal. We all must take a stand. Every public politician must be saying, this is wrong down there. They're directly violating the Constitution. It kind of becomes the peanut gallery, and basically empowering the peanut gallery to start identifying just how bad the problem really is. We have to bring the awareness and the attention to our local leaders. So you have to go in front of your county commissioners. You have to stand in front of your state legislatures and give them these petitions. We will give you the documentation. This is where the We the People Foundation will help, because what we want you to do is we want you to go all out. We want you to then say, if you fail to address this and call upon and demand that our representatives in Congress do their job in stopping this invasion, then we are no longer going to pay taxes. We want to be removed as those who have, you know, had exercised our right, and you have failed to give us the appropriate remedy, which is in the Constitution. And this is going to piss people off. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, when you start telling your neighbors, your like-minded conservative friends, that we can actually start using this, and it may take some court cases, but I'm going to tell you, I think lawyers out there are going to want to jump on this, because lawyers love to get credentials in winning cases, especially when it comes down to the historical winning and how we can start shifting the paradigm that we actually have within our government rules and laws, policies, codes, everything else, that if government fails to respond, we are no longer obligated to pay for our government, which means that all scales. Which means that if you've petitioned government and they have failed, so what we want you to do is we want you to petition every level of government. If you have county taxes that are imposed upon your property taxes, which you probably do, then you need to petition them. You need to petition your state legislatures and demand that they redress your grievances, as well as your congressman. Now that you've done the trifecta, you've put it into the hands of these representatives of yours, well, guess what? If any of them fail to, then this is where your lawyer, this is where, and you can do this yourself. And as a matter of fact, what we probably need to do is we probably need to get some lessons before Bob Schultz kicks the bucket, because he's only getting older. I mean, it's not that he's going to die tomorrow, but we need to have that education in how to file in court and how to actually be, you know, that pest that wins these things, because we understand the process. Bob has been winning and winning and winning. And what we need is to actually capture that process, what he does in winning, so that everybody can do this. So, anywho, I want you to actually get motivated. I want you to actually look, you could save yourself. How many thousands of dollars do you pay in taxes? It's time that we stop paying taxes. It's time that we get our government to be fully compliant. How does this lead to Republic Review, though? I want you to think about this, because when you start petitioning and say you can't violate the Constitution, this is a violation of your oath of office. Well, what else? This opens the door to say, what else are you doing that's a violation? Because I'm going to tell you, the people, if you start creating a laundry list of the EPA, that's a violation. Show me in the Constitution where you have been formally delegated via the states in an amendment to be able to exercise that power. It's kind of like using the First Amendment as a petitioning process in educating the people and creating this massive awareness that we have an enumerated constitution, not a general constitution, that the federal government can't do anything that they want to. They must get the authority from the states first. So if you understand the direction we're taking this is using the First Amendment petition and taking us down this path of Republic Review. We may be going one at a time. We need to use common law grand juries to do the same. And what we want you to do is we want you to use petitions in getting your counties to call and convene common law grand juries as well. These should be the two focuses down at the county level, in addition to growing your organization as the unorganized militia. If there is not just reach out, find out if there's a militia organized or not. If there is, then you need to not infiltrate. You need to go in there and convince these folks that they need to get on the side of the Constitution, that they have an equal responsibility of supporting and defending the Constitution, not just with guns, but with paper as well, by petitioning and moving down these paths. Reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. And I truly believe that the only reason we're not working together as much as we should be is because people aren't equally informed in understanding why and how we should be, and the importance of being united. Because once we start uniting, it is like a fire that will run across the landscape of this nation. It will put the fear of Satan in those Satan followers, because obviously they have no fear of God, but they will have fear of what we will rain down upon them as we force compliance to the Constitution. Now, I just want you to understand how powerful this is. If you can get these things going, we need, and this is where the NLA, and thank God I'm working with the NLA, because they actually have representation. We need to start getting those folks and just doing, you know, because some of them are doing filing and other stuff. What we need to do is create a curriculum so that people can just start doing this and actually starting putting the feet to the fire at your county commissioners. Your county commissioners need to be exercising their voice and demanding. Why is it that we go to our representatives like county commissioners? Because they represent us. And as so, and representing the good people of the county, they have a responsibility to make sure that we're being protected. That is their duty. And so they should be basically petitioning with you in the state government. This is why you started the county and getting them that you need to petition the state. And then getting this all into this train that we're no longer going to be paying taxes. And this is where the lawyers come in to actually sue and say, these people who have been paying taxes and who have been petitioning government and have not had a response yet, they are to be alleviated of their tax debt and they need to be paid back all of the money that they've, you know, that the government has collected, whether that be from their mortgage, you know, the escrow that's been confiscated, your sales tax. And so going down this path, you need to keep track of all the taxes you pay, because we should not be paying taxes to a government that is oppressing us. We, especially when they're violating the Constitution in oppressing us. Does that make sense? We have all the power and we're using the Constitution as our weapon, as well as our defense, defending us from having to pay for an oppressive government. And as the money starts drying up, the government is going to have to start facing the music as we start getting this wave of people reclaiming the Republic. There you go. Then all of a sudden, people are going to start realizing, wow, we don't have to put up with the EPA. We don't have to put up with Common Core. We don't have to put up with Obamacare and all these regulations. Just imagine your life without all of the federal government intervention. All the government intervention that you think might be worthy would be and should be managed at the state level. Now, you think that the federal government is bad. I'm telling you, the state government will be and can be and should be much better. State governments have always ran a lot better because they can't print money. Now, there's these blue states that are spending money and creating debt that they can't make up. I mean, look at California. Look at Illinois. Those states are in trouble. And so what's going to happen is when all of a sudden the federal government can't bail out these states anymore, because that's unconstitutional. They don't have the power to bail out states who have spent recklessly. They don't have the power to bail out communities for hurricanes or for tornadoes or anything else. That's a state's responsibility. This is why I've been saying a state needs to actually start creating emergency plans of being able to take care of their citizens in their state. And I'm telling you, the states that take care of their people, that's the states where people will move to. Anyway, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.